I'm a canteen for Bands Undone, and with me are members of Nightwood. Introduce yourselves and where you're from.
My name is Aaron, and I'm from Montreal.
My name's Amber, and I'm from Montreal as well.
My name is Jeremy, I'm from Montreal also.
What do you play?
I play guitar and I sing stuff.
I also do those things.
The drums.
How long have you been together as a band?
Only a year in this formation, but we've been playing for about a decade together, the two of us.
Yes.
Then it was a decade already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's a little mind-blowing. We've been playing since we were like 17 years old, 16 years old. Yeah.
So you do the math.
I'm trying to figure the math. So beside the drummer who's from Parlor, what are the side projects you're with?
I devote all of my time to Nightwood. Amber, do you feel like we've both been in different bands before, but right now this is the only band we're in. She has a whole bunch of side projects.
I recently gave away a magazine project I was running called Lickety Split Smut Scene. And I was publishing that for about 5 years. Now it's being taken over by another group of young women. And I am also a part of the Double Negative Film Collective, which is an experimental moving arts kind of motion picture art film collective. A lot of like film-based work, like 16 and 35 and Super 8 millimeter film and experimental. We had a screening here at Club Saw a couple months ago. And I'm a part of a few different collectives and stuff, actually. It's Montreal, after all. Just joking.
Sort of.
Yeah, anyway, so those are my two main gigs outside of this, and I've been in some bands before, too.
Any other bands aside from Parlor?
Yeah, Cottonmouth. It's the guys from Parlor with the producer, Martin, that Nightwood and Parlor share. It's his songs and his vocals, and then we play behind him. It's kind of angular, Talking Heads kind of vibe.
It's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Wave is coming and it's coming.
How many albums have you been released?
Amber and I, in Nightwood before Jeremy came into the band, we did one EP called Big City, and then this is our first full-length album. Yeah.
Carter Marina.
What kind of style of music do you bring?
As individuals?
Just the band. The band.
How would we describe our music?
Yeah.
I don't know. People have been calling us stoner rock recently, which is kind of awesome.
Stoner drone rock. I'm okay with that.
We don't really get stoned anymore, but that aside.
Anymore.
What?
Whoa.
Wait, what did I say?
You just revealed us.
Oh no, we're so high. We're higher now.
Oh my god.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't know. We're just like a heavy rock trio is usually what we say, but we
deep just sea adventure rock.
Deep sea adventure. Choose your own adventure, deep sea rock.
Yes.
And and there's two lead singers. There's not one, and there's no bass, and so it's kind of an interesting sound. We try to make as much sound with as little as possible that we have.
About places for any of your songs?
About places?
Yeah.
The East.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Maritimes. The deep sea?
The island of forgetfulness.
No one was as many girls as she.
Yes, which is a fictional place, but it's awesome.
You guys should totally go there.
It's also terrible.
hold on. This is
swamp, bog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Bahamas for the first 10 years of my life, and actually some of the lyrics refer to that time.
So what kind of themes do you bring to your songs?
The whole album is like we were saying, kind of oceanic and nautical and
monstrous feminine.
There's definitely the monstrous feminine idea, which is, I guess it's self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of anxiety in there and stuff, but also defiance. A lot about kind of like being with other women and other people. Like this sort of there's sister songs on the record and stuff, songs that influence each other. And stuff, and so, and then Aaron and I have been playing together for so long that like some of the guitarists that come into the songwriting are from like years ago, and so anyway, it's about our relationships and our band and everything too.
Love ballads.
Love ballads.
Johnny's a love.
Johnny's a
song.
Let me get into your pants. It was a bad idea. So.
Johnny, 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 Johnny. Johnny, 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 Johnny. Got you under my skin. And you won't let go. Crawled off into the.
That's close to love.
Kind of, there was maybe no love in it. But love for your fellow. Seaman. You can cut that one out.
Yeah. Well, this is for radio.
Is this for radio?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Man, someone could have said something.
Oh, boy.
Could have been way more articulate. Actually, keep it in. It's going to be cool.
It's been a long time, and I know I'd not tell. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off.
Who are your musical influences?
Patti Smith, B.J. Harvey, let's just take it that way.
Recently I'm really into Marnie Stern. She's a finger tapper kind of guitar player. But I would name check the same people. But I listen to a lot of heavy rock and stuff too. And Aaron, of course, and Jeremy are my influences. And our friends' bands as well too.
Modern Boys and Modern Girls, Gobble Gobble. hold on.
Gobble Gobble is pretty inspiring.
Oh man, yeah.
Their trash bag percussion pounding, anyway.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they're all their found sounds and their
high kicks.
General joy. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Gobble Gobble.
So, who does the songwriting?
Well, it's definitely a collaborative. Process. There's nobody, there's a one person in charge of lyrics and another in charge of guitars or whatever, and I think it's people, we have like little ideas and then we bring them together and work on them together.
I think it's kind of unique sometimes, like we were saying, that we send each other lyrics and stuff sometimes, and Jeremy always like is suggesting new ideas for arrangements in the songs and stuff and brings so much to it just percussively because there's so little else going on in a way. But yeah, it's all of our in charge.
So is it difficult to write and create lyrics?
Yes. Yes, it is difficult. I don't like it half the time, and then when it's done, it's just so, it feels so good, you know? So I'd say it's hard. It's an emotional thing.
No, it is super, super easy. It feels super good.
It's terrible.
No, I know. We work hard on our stuff.
Yeah.
The dishes, wash the guitar. Play the dishes, wash the guitar. Play the dishes, wash the.
Any band you're good friends with?
Parlor. Good friends with Parlor.
Good bands with
Parlor. We have to be, because we kind of stole Jeremy a little bit every now and then, so we have to be on good terms with them.
I'm really into Sick Friend in Montreal right now. They're pretty awesome. Modern Boys, Modern Girls, we've been forced to tour with those guys. It's a recession after all. And so, they're okay.
We're gonna try to have a dinner party tomorrow night in Toronto with Modern Boys, Modern Girls, and Ottawa's own The Balconies.
I try and keep my food down in front of the Modern Boys.
And who uses MySpace and Facebook the most?
I don't want to admit who does that the most.
we share those duties.
Yeah.
And pleasures.
And lastly, where will you be in 5 years?
Oh, God. Well, that's up to you, you know?
We're going to be, like, doing our... No, never mind. I can't really share that. This is radio. Never mind.
That'll be our... Hoping Atlantis will have been found by then.
Yeah. What'd you say, Sue?
Hoping Atlantis will have been found
by then. Yeah,
yeah. I thought it would, you know, be by now, and we could be living there, but...
Yeah.
No, you guys.
That are making our cocaine... fueled album. We've gotten to that point in our career where it was
triple,
like,
triple album with, you know,
triple album.
Yeah.
Bring my elephant.
Probably there.
So thank you for taking time to being with you guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Totally.
Thank you.